Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Tom moves up the middle, throws across the middle, touchdown Edelman!
Julian Edelman plays on one station in Boston. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No!
Who don't drink in Rocklahoma?
Your.
Who else in the level car say yay? Yay!
Armpits of America.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
Johnny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Occasionally we share some of the things that happen in the world. But first I want to hear this.
Okay.
Nick, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I know you guys have been talking about Baker Mayfield this morning, so I don't know if you had seen this stat. Baker Mayfield's statistics for teams with a winning record. He is 1-5 overall. He has a completion percentage of 59.5. He has 10 touchdowns and 11 interceptions with a passer rating of 77. And he wants to talk about winning. So with a 6-7 record overall, can't really talk about winning at all. No, thanks, guys.
Thank you for those statistics. But I also want to say that thank you for helping prove my point. But so it was a good call. But I do want to make out that says that Bird put up wants to talk about Mayfield's JEANS.
His jeans.
His jeans, like dungarees.
I thought it was going to be like him bragging about his designer jeans that he wore when I saw it up on the screen.
He wanted to give stats and talk about his jeans in the new commercial or photos he was taking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Well, he didn't really get to that.
Yeah, well.
Would have been nice to know. Someone said, well, apparently Fred, it's Baker Mayfield who's the Fred Rogers of a-holes. And not you.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a worse a-hole than you are, people are saying.
Listen, at least I know I'm no good.
Right, you don't wear it on your sleeve.
At least I have incredible self-doubt.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, you say what you will about me and what I say about others, but believe me.
And the NFL needs a villain. I've always said that. You've always got to have villains in every sport that you love, and now, Fred, you've got yours. Well, is there anyone in the NFL that you hate more than him? As far as just like as a not even on the field, just as a person off the field.
I don't know. Probably not.
He's probably right number one for you. I would think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because, and not, and just because the way also that people talk about him drives me insane.
Of course. And all right. Well, let's get to this because I have not heard this, and I'm excited because I do know this scenario, and this must be discussed. So, Marshall Hook, the way this works with our Armpits of America is I will give you a true news story, and you just have to tell me which of the three choices of cities that I gave you, or states, rather, that it happened in, okay?
I have played this game before.
All right. Well, Marshall, here we go. A gentleman found what looked like trash on someone's front yard, wanted to go grab some to keep for himself, and when he did so, a man with a samurai sword chased him down the street. Did that happen in A, Florida, B, Georgia, or C, Alabama?
I'm going to go with Georgia on that one.
Florida. Let's go to Florida, shall we?
Yes.
Oakland Park, Florida.
I have no idea where that is. Having lived in Florida for 4 years, I have no idea where that is. But suffice it to say, it is probably one of the leading sellers of Chinese stars.
Well, I mean, it definitely has swords.
Like, Florida's all about, like, I bet you, like, 1 out of 5 people have nunchucks in Florida.
Well, I mean, you know, Crash's brother lived down there. He had I think he put a bunch of samurai swords on his wall.
Yes, he had it in a very, an Asian
dojo. He had his own dojo.
It was like a big dojo.
Just north of Fort Lauderdale, Fred.
Okay, which is a lovely area.
See, I thought the sword was more of a Georgia thing, but, I mean, clearly wrong.
No, it's a man who obviously, has studied martial arts and
got to own the sword.
You know, and that's why you got to learn the techniques. Adolfo went and learned how to fight with the sword. All right, so here we go.
A man comes out swinging in Florida. Surveillance video catching the man.
By the way, Crash's brother shot a gun in his backyard on the air for us, and no one complained.
Yeah. He said, yeah, I'm just walking around with my gun right now. We said, why are you doing that? He goes, I don't know. And all of a sudden we hear this. And we're like, what was that? He goes, just fired off a couple into my lawn.
Yeah, and it's not like he lives on an estate. I mean, he lives in like a neighborhood.
Like a neighborhood.
Yeah. And no one said boo.
It's like the rooster crowing in Florida.
A man comes out swinging in Florida. Surveillance video catching the man using a sword to attack his neighbor. The two men fighting over a card, and neither of them actually owned it.
And this morning, the victim is describing the bizarre battle. Walter Morris has a story.
Fighting over what?
I'm already
a
lost.
Card?
But
a
I know
card?
It. I want to see where this goes because
a
right
cart.
Now, a cart. They're fighting over a cart that neither of them owned. All right.
So it's like a what's it like?
Like a pull cart, like a wagon,
little thing you use in your yard. It's often referred to as a gorilla cart because that's a gorilla wagon. That's the brand name of it.
But okay, you just pull it?
Yeah. You put flowers in it. You put weeds in it that you pulled up from. I mean, it's tiny.
Okay, if I wanted a used one of these things, what do you think the price is on?
Used?
It?
$10.
All right. Well, listen. Now we're talking about this guy's half his net worth. All right, you got to fight over these things. All right, here we go.
When he pulled out the sword, I thought, what am I doing?
Todd Beaver's living to tell the terrifying tale, coming face to face with...
Oh my Wait, God. Hold on. Who's this reporter?
I know. Hey, he's got a tale to tell.
It's Captain Throw-Up.
Hey.
K-Rock.
Everybody's got a tale to tell. That's alliteration.
Here's a song from Nickelback. The bat coming to ya.
Josie Scott and Chad Kroger, they said they never could be. Hero. Wax the stacks, yeah!
When he pulled out the sword, I thought, what am I doing?
Todd Beaver's living to tell the terrifying tale, coming face to face with a man swinging a sword at him in his front lawn. You can see the attack was caught on camera, and he says it was all over that cart.
I couldn't believe that he was going to really try to kill me for a cart.
He says he was running through his Oakland Park neighborhood when he passed by.
Why is this guy's got to be
Dan Lifshatz apparently doing news down in Miami. That's what
Dan Lifshatz after like 5 pounds of gack. Now why now is this a Miami Fort Lauderdale newscast? Because that is a big market.
That's a decent sized market.
It's a top 10 market. And this guy's throwing up like this on the air.
You know, listen. Maybe it's a weekend guy. You never know.
You would still like to think that there would be a producer or someone that would say, please stop this.
Hey, Dan, just take it down a notch there, pal.
Daddy's going to get the news out on the TV. Yeah.
All right, what am I doing here?
He says he was running through his Oakland Park neighborhood when he passed by a pile of junk in front of a vacant home.
I saw a cart in the pile. And I thought I could use that.
But he says that guy also had his eyes on it. And the surveillance video shows he wasn't going to give it up without a fight.
And I turned behind me, and he had a sword out chasing me. So I
just like, it's like, you know, you ever gotten to like, you know, some sort of dinner where there's like one like last cupcake or something sitting on a tray and everyone's kind of eyeing it, walking around. They don't want to be the one that gets it. It's the A-Rod cake. That's right. Nobody wanted to be the one from all of the writers in the baseball BBWA to just dive into the baseball cake. But once they did, it was game on. So they see this pile of trash and everyone's like,
It's a sweet looking cart they got over there.
I just like he's the reasonable one. Like, I mean, I'm just running. I see this pile of trash.
I'm like, I want something for that pile of trash.
Yeah, looks like a nice cart they got there.
Yeah, I just saw a cart. I could use it. I mean, you know, I was just at the dump yesterday, and no one attacked me there.
And I turned behind me, and he had a sword out chasing me. So I just kept running.
And back at his house, you can see the man taking several big swings with the sword before Beavers drops it, points to his security camera, and calls the cops. Moments later, that woman in pink grabs it and takes off. You're saying
Wait, we've got a third player in here all of a sudden.
Person number three, the other shoe drops.
Yeah. Wait, this is a surprise turn of events.
Yeah, while those two are duking it out,
The woman in pink moves
like Roadrunner, Roadrunner and the coyote are over here duking it out for the Acme box. And then this lady just comes in her house coat and says, can you imagine? That's got to be like Everett. Like, if you leave, like, trash out, like, the whole city's eyeing it.
Rich, trash rules. You know, it's like when people were, what was it, Malden Street Fishing? That was when that banner fell off there in that circle. It's like,
fell off.
It's anyone's game.
Yeah.
By the way, Mr. Reporter, what did you think of the situation?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's how he got the job. He was Fieri's cousin.
You're saying that this was your wheelbarrow and you were having a garage.
I had it for a whole week. Yes, I did. And I have neighbors who can verify that because I asked them, did they want to buy some stuff?
She has neighbors that can verify that that's her garbage.
That is definitely her garbage. She had that garbage first.
Those people in that neighborhood are eyeballing that. By the way, they're all home. That's one thing.
It's like everyone's just home.
Could you identify, like, anything your neighbor... I couldn't tell you what kind of cars my neighbors drive.
Oh, I couldn't tell you what kind of cars.
I have no idea. Like, oh, yeah, that's my neighbor's wheelbarrow. Sure.
But this whole neighborhood is, like, they're sitting on pins and needles. This is the mother load. They're all eyeballing that trash. Who's going to be the first to move? Who's got the balls to go first?
Sweet trash out in the road today.
guys, is this not my trash?
Yeah, I can verify it is indeed your trash.
I had it for a whole week. Yes, I did. And I have neighbors to verify that because I asked them, did they want to buy some stuff also?
Alice Bolden says that's her in the video, and this all started because of a misunderstanding. She says the two men had been fighting over items she put out for a garage sale, and the cart was never up for grabs.
I should have just let him have the cart.
Beaver's losing the cart, but thankful he did.
So you're saying you put up a fight with the guy with the sword?
I really didn't want to get murdered over a card, so he can have it.
Yeah, it's like one guy's on meth and the other guy's on like 55 Valium.
I guess I shouldn't have fought him for the cart, but I stand by my decision.
It was a nice cart.
It was a good cart. Had four wheels all seem to be working okay.
Better than the garbage we normally see out here.
Well, that's why we were so excited. It's usually garbage is just, you know, used tampons and the like.
Good for some things.
I just love the trash ninja. Just comes out of the bushes when someone tries to take
because they're all eyeballing it, and it's a standoff. It's like, who's going to make the first move?
I should have just let him have the cart.
Beaver's losing the cart, but thankful he didn't lose his life.
I really regretted it. By the time I got here with the cart and he was still chasing me, I felt like, what did I get myself into for a stupid cart?
Walter Morris, 7 News.
Okay, right. I've done it again. I've gotten myself in another pickle.
Oh, jeez.
All over a cart.
And then you see some guy face down in a trash can with his legs just waving in the air.
I can just see that guy was waiting for somebody to do anything where he could use his ninja paraphernalia, like swords.
Code red! And he pulls it off the wall.
Right. Like, it was almost like it was a ninja trap. Just, I want to kick somebody's ass today. So I'm going to sit here and wait for somebody to take some of this trash.
You lure him here and I'm going to... This is my property! This is my property! I'm allowed...
You think the lady in pink was working in cahoots with the samurai to just lay it out there as bait? Like, this could have been a bait situation.
Well, I'm sure the lady in the pink...
Just put the card out there, and when somebody takes it,
right.
I'm going after him, which is sure.
Right.
All right. Well, listen. Sometimes the trash is the greatest thing.
He just comes out of the bushes. On now, bitches. The guy's slowly taking the card away, and all of a sudden... Hey, yeah! Rosen shows up.
Instead of a Z, he just puts a T. I'm Trasho.
Trasho. Oh, look! It's the Agent of the Stars! You're Rosen out.
Does that thing still work?
Yeah, everything's great.
Yeah, all right. The cart.
We will return. Keep an eye on your trash.
Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I have no idea what this is going to be. It is labeled something that I don't know.
All right, well, I think this show has officially gone off the rails, so why not just let it go down in flames? Fred, we have to make a call.
Oh, God. There has to be an investigation.
There does. Welcome once again to Fart Court.
Oh, no.
Did somebody on television last night... America's Got Talent.
Marconi winning Touch and Rich program.
Sometimes you have to bring out the investigators, and Fred, that is where you and I and Marshall Hook today will have to step in. During America's Got Talent last night, I received...
Keep this for your tape.
Yeah, no, this is going to be my key.
If your wife ever gets a job in another city or something, you take this with you.
So some unnamed performer just finished, and you know how they always go to the chair and they have everyone make their comments? Well, it was, is it Juliana, how do you pronounce it? Is it Ho?
Huff.
Huff? H-O-U-G-H? Juliana Huff was giving her commentary on what she thought of the performance.
Yeah, it's Ryan Seacrest's quote-unquote girlfriend.
Okay. Fred... You be the judge.
Oh, it's a female? That's, like, attractive? Oh.
But, listen, it's not saying it's her. She's sitting close to a bunch of people next to her.
Because Howie Mandel's a big... This is Howie Mandel's show,
okay,
right?
Okay, so to her right is, I think, Howie Mandel. Okay, is it Howie Mandel, Simon Cowell? And I don't know who the first woman is.
Okay, because Howie Mandel is a big germaphobe. So if there are farts of flatulence... He's going to hit the skids.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the first person is.
That was beautiful by me. All right, okay, so so you're saying this could be
Gabrielle Union, according to...
Oh, it's what's his name's wife? Dwayne Wade's wife. So it's Gabrielle Union's the first voice.
It could be Friendly Fire.
It could be, and maybe it's even the person on stage.
There are microphones all over the place.
There's mics everywhere.
Nick Cannon?
Terry Crews is the new Nick Cannon.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I mean, I guess maybe you have to listen to the tone.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be him. Terry Crews couldn't do it.
We have to find out if this is indeed a fart and not something else.
Yes, and then if it is...
Or if it came... We just have to decide if it came out of a body.
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be a fart, per se.
No.
It's just something that came out of a human.
Yeah.
All right, don't be the girl. It's one thing when it's Nancy Grace, but it's another thing. My wife has never farted in front of me, to my knowledge. In college, I was wrestling around with my girlfriend. She farted. I needed to take a 2-day break. I'm not lying either. I'm like, we need some time apart. All right, here we go. Is this indeed a noise coming from a human being? Not from their mouths.
It was creepy. It was sexy. It was out of this world. It was dangerous. It was amazing. Yeah!
Julianne!
You are so weird, and I love weird.
I was ready for it to be a little more subtle.
That one was near a mic.
Wow. That's hardcore.
The show's over. Everyone, though, is laughing very hard. That's the guy on stage. What, is the guy on stage a magician? Because that makes it like 10 times more likely. Could you figure, with all the excitement and everything, it's natural.
That's got to be a...
All right, hang on. We need to hear it. It's
low-angle mic.
Like, is there a reaction from the...
There's got to be.
I mean,
if you're a Mandel, you can't just sit there. You're a comedian, for God's sakes.
It was creepy. It was sexy. It was out of this world. It was dangerous. It was amazing.
Yeah! Julianne!
You are so weird, and I love weird. Honestly, you are a creature, and you unleash that...
There was even a reaction. It's Mandel.
Somebody said something.
She goes, and you unleashed that. Mandel was like, what was that?
Perhaps Mandel is the culprit.
He's going for the free.
I unleashed that.
He's going for the preemptive strike. He's be the first to deny.
All right, hang on.
All right, let me just.
I mean, someone said that part actually scared me. It was so loud.
You are so weird, and I
love weird.
Weird.
I love weird.
I gotta hear. I have to hear the reaction afterward. Okay. I have to hear.
You are so weird, and I love weird. Honestly, you are a creature, and you unleashed that creature, and I thought that creature was gonna eat that little stinker over there.
Creature. I mean, come on.
And that they little know. Stinker?
They
yeah,
know.
And unleashed.
I mean, come on.
Everything she said after that, you unleashed that little stinker? I mean, what's going on here?
Perhaps she's the guilty part.
Okay. Can we just recognize that might be...
That's by far the loudest.
In the history of fart court... That might be the all-time loudest fart ever on that we've ever played.
Did someone have their ass mic'd up?
It was out of this world. It was dangerous. It was amazing.
Yes!
Julianne!
You are so weird, and I love weird. Honestly, you are a creature, and you unleashed that creature, and I thought that creature was going to eat that little stinker over there.
I love weird.
Weird.
Somebody, can you? All right. I gotta find something.
There's gotta be video of this.
Oh, there's weird.
Oh, yeah, I was sent the video. Weird. That sounds very similar to something, Fred. Just have it ready to go, okay, if you don't mind. You got it ready to go? All right.
Yes.
Weird.
Okay. Well, I think that is, there's no hung jury there.
No. I think
that only took about 1 second of deliberation.
I think that was pretty loud and clear.
I'll tell you what, you got to hand it to Ryan Seacrest's girl that he's really into. You got to hand it to her. She kept her composure.
She did.
Stop. All right. I'm sweating.
Brass monkey. That monkey monkey.
All right. What do we got coming up in the stack?
I have no idea. All
right. We'll have the stack for you. Hear the headline.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. What do we have going on?
Fred, you and I were talking about this off the air. And actually, Marshall might have been the one who brought it up.
Briefly, I was talking about how I was confused by what's going on with that news yesterday that I guess Fox and Disney couldn't agree on who was going to finance all the new Spider-Man movies. And so they said, well, Spider-Man's no longer part of the Marvel Universe and the movies that they've all set up. I guess it just all comes to an end. But to that, Marshall said, well, did you see the best news that came out yesterday? It was that Rambo Last Blood, the new trailer came out.
Yes.
And I watched it as well. I'm all in because as Fred and I will both agree, the Rambo movie before this was just absolutely phenomenal because he did almost no physical work in the entire thing. None. He sat there with a giant gun. He goes, I'll do the movie, bro. I just want to do nothing. Just have them run at me. I'll shoot them. They'll be running down a hill. I'll just shoot them with a gun. So he has a huge gun, and like hundreds of people just got running towards him. He just mows them all down. And the bad guy, the main bad guy, literally runs into him. He's hiding behind a tree, and all he has to do is stick his arm out and stab him in the stomach.
Right.
That's
and,
it.
And then the movie also, like this guy murders like a bunch of people. Everything's a bad guy. And then for no reason, they make him a pedophile.
Yeah, it's like, well, one of the people who really hate this guy. He's not bad enough. I have to kill himself. Like
not only has he killed all these people, like enslaved them.
But there's like this non-necessary scene.
This really unnecessary scene of him being a pedophile. It was just, it's not a good film.
Sorry, I just had somebody tweeting at Howie Mandel. Can you please tell us who farted after the magician set last night? It was quite loud. I don't know if it was a magician or not. I don't even know what the whole context of the thing was. I just saw that clip.
I've never seen America's Got Talent, so...
maybe that was the person's talent.
Maybe now I'll start watching.
Maybe he performed a brass monkey. Who knows? Somebody called a gas monkey. Well, Matrix 4 is officially a go with Keanu Reeves, Carrie Ann Moss, and Lana Wachowski as the director. The Wachowskis, who were responsible for the first three Matrixes. I think after the second Matrix... the Wachowskis haven't made anything good, so be a little afraid about that, but I am 1,000% here for the Keanu Sons. I love the fact that he's making a new Bill and Ted's.
Yeah, when is that? What's the deal with that? That's been around for a while now.
But they're officially filming it now, and I know that there's been, like, and Keanu actually tweeted out some photos from the set the other day. So they are, and Bill Winter, or Alex Winter, rather, has not aged a day. He still looks exactly like he did.
He did that... Idiot Box show on MTV that at the time I thought was funny. It's not as funny in looking back on it, but what has he been? There's no way he's been in the business.
He was one of the Lost Boys. Like, that's the last thing I remember outside. He was in a movie called Freaks. He was one of the Lost Boys, and I don't remember anything else that Alex Winter was in. And then Keanu, of course, completely takes off and is now one of the biggest action stars on the planet, thanks to John Wick, which I can't wait to watch on Friday. But yeah, so that Matrix 4, they're making a new one. Boy, those three movies together made $1.6 billion.
I've never seen any of them.
First one was, okay, the first one might be a little dated now. The first one was really good. The second half, like half of the second one was great. And was that the one where Colonel Sanders showed up? Was that the second one? And then the third one was complete nonsense. Like, it got way too strange and heady. You know what it was? It's like, the show Westworld, when it came on, like at first, like, oh, yeah, it's Western, you know, robots killing people. And then they try to get all like metaphysical and like heady about the entire thing. And it's like, who cares? I just want to see robots killing people.
Right.
So that's what The Matrix was. The first one's very good. It was a very good movie. So the ranking of all 32 teams' path to Super Bowl 54 has come out, from the toughest road to the easiest road for each of the teams. Where do you think, Marshall Hook,
yes,
the New England Patriots rank on this list? 1 through 32, 1 being the toughest road to the Super Bowl, and 32 being the easiest.
31.
32.
Yeah.
They have the easiest road, according to analytics. They say, based on the formula, the team with the easiest road is the Patriots, which probably won't come as a surprise to anyone because the Patriots seem to have the easiest road every year. Although it seems like a vast NFL conspiracy to keep the Patriots on top, the fact of the matter is that we really just need to blame the Jets, Bills, and Dolphins for not being competitive at all over the past 20 years. Anyway, we should just probably save all ourselves the time and go ahead and pencil the Patriots in for the Super Bowl.
And to be fair, the Patriots never have to play themselves. So
they do not have to play themselves.
Automatically makes it.
Yeah, and then they'll get in the AFC Championship game and someone will line up offsides. And,
mm-hmm. The Bills,
and everything will fall into place.
Bills and Jets are 31 and 30, by the way. So you have two more from the division.
Yes.
But somebody, Fred, that you might not enjoy having an extremely easy road to the Super Bowl, ranked 29th, the Cleveland Browns.
I don't know how
Fred.
That's possible. And that they're undervaluing that division.
I don't think anybody knows what the Steelers is. That's why. Nobody knows what the Steelers is going to be. And do you have faith in Lamar Jackson for the Ravens? I don't have faith.
I don't think they need him to do a ton, but we'll see. I think that that's a much more difficult division than people are giving it credit for.
The toughest road to the Super Bowl, which is somewhat shocking because you look at how many people are betting on them, according to Joe Murray in Vegas. Chicago Bears with the toughest road. I mean, that division is pretty damn tough.
If you took Patricia out of it, it would be even tougher.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Vikings at number two. The Broncos with the third toughest. Then it goes Houston Texans and Oakland Raiders with the fifth toughest. So.
Oh, they'll be fine. They have Antonio Brown.
They do have Antonio Brown. They kind of have. Antonio Brown. Yeah. So if you ever had an employee or company who was stealing money because they weren't doing any work, then maybe you can sympathize with Robert De Niro, who has his own production company, and he actually is filing a lawsuit against an ex-employee when they found out that they wasted, quote, an astounding amount of time binge-watching TV shows on Netflix, such as one four-day period where she watched 55 episodes of Friends. That's 55 hours.
You could do that on TBS and there'd be no paper trail.
I'm sorry, it's a 30-minute show, so it's like 20
It's 21 minutes.
Yeah. 21 minutes.
21 minutes is how long a half-hour show is.
It used to be 22, though.
Okay.
Now it's 21.
Mm-hmm.
21 and 42.
She added another 32 episodes the following Saturday as well. Just binged it.
Oh, what's De Niro doing? Leave the woman alone. What do you need? Big deal. Fire her.
He did.
Yeah, he did fire her. Now he's suing her.
Yeah, what are you suing her for?
Well, she also stole massive amounts of money. But that's less of a headline grabber than the watching 55 episodes
of
Friends.
It could add up to $6 million that he's trying to sue her for because, right. I mean, he ended up using a ton of the company's sky miles for her own purpose.
Millions. Literally millions of sky miles she took for herself.
She was a bright young lady.
She certainly ate and dressed well for the period of time that she worked for Robert De Niro.
Yeah, she did.
I still say leave her alone.
Okay.
So, did she take actual money or was it just the point?
She used the company credit card to go on shopping sprees, buy food, order things in.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, you got to eat. I'm always for the underdog, Marshall.
All right.
Don't get me started.
We'll take this for what it's
Friends
worth.
Friends is the worst, by the way.
Yeah, Friends is. I've never.
Can I
was never
a credit card, Fred?
I don't know if you could handle it. I don't know if it burned your fingers because, you know, if you got a big credit card now, they weigh them down.
Oh, I see.
Yes, they weigh them down so you feel really important.
You got a black card over there, do you?
I want to pay $400,000 a year to carry around a card that's black. If I was single, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Might get you laid once or twice.
I was thinking of hitting up the Chipotle on my way to work today. So, you know. Because, by the way, when you guys are done, I actually have to go to work.
You know, until about 3 years ago, I had an L.L. Bean credit card, and I never shopped at L.L. Bean.
L.L. Bean. Wow. How'd you get that? Did you go to buy a backpack one day, and they're like, do you want to sign up for the L.L. Bean credit card?
I think it was something
get 10% off.
Like, my wife and I, right before, like a little bit before we had kids, were like, yeah, you know, let's go camping a few times. We're like, we're buying a bunch of gear. Let's get a credit card. And I just had it until I was just too lazy to get a card that, you know, wasn't an L.L. Bean card. I don't think I bought anything from L.L. Bean, aside from, like, a random pair of boots here and there. But I had a credit card where I got tons of points for them.
Nice.
Until 3 years ago.
Cash in on that L.L. Bean loot.
All right, so TBS during the day just shows Friends, and it's criminal. And then if you have DirecTV, you get TBS West Coast. But then there's an awful time paradigm shift where there's Friends on the West Coast and on the East Coast. So it's inescapable.
A year ago, I was in the hospital and for a couple days, and all they had was, you know, the little broadcast TV thing. I think I watched 7 episodes of King of Queens in a row because that was literally that or the Shopping Channel.
I have seen every episode of King of Queens.
It was dreadful.
It's terrible.
I'm like, give me more of the DeLauden, please.
I've seen every episode at least twice, probably.
It was not good.
Including in the beginning when they forced Ray Romano's brother in there. And he really had no story or character. They just forced him in there. But, you know, man's got to eat.
Yeah, well.
You know what I'm saying?
Great programming, that King of Queens.
They have Petticoat Junction now if you have a DirecTV. In case you're sick of watching porn. All right. The Zolak and Bertrand are out there at Gillette. We'll talk to them in just a moment.
The Sports Hub.
Toucher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we can see Scott Zolak. They're in there. They got like a jazzy new set.
That looks like a locker room of some sort or a...
Maybe that's the idea, is it makes you want to feel like you're right in the locker room with the guys.
Is that the media room where everyone files their reports after the game is done?
I don't know. Scott Zolak's having an awful hard time putting on his headset. He just broke it. And he swore. And he's still trying to put together his headset.
It's put on your head.
And now there it is on his head.
Hi, Scott.
And the mic's not on. No.
This is good.
You there?
Yep, and there was another.
Oh, and he just almost said another bad word.
Oh, he did, but we dumped it.
Yeah.
Subzo.
This doesn't fit my head. Hi.
Oh, there he is.
All right, you swore twice. So don't swear again because we're out of dump.
All right, well,
and he can't talk.
If he can't swear, he can't talk.
That's right.
That's Scott Zolak.
And he can't swear, he can't talk.
What do you mean I can't swear? I'm not going to talk anymore.
They put a they have a map of the world.
Yeah.
Lots of television hijinks going on.
And now we've completely lost it.
And now we've lost it.
Everybody's gone. Everyone's broken.
It's all right.
It's going to be a great show for them, though. I have no doubt.
No question about it. Mm-hmm. All right.
They have a map of Greenland and two guys who don't know how to use headsets.
Yeah, that's right. And when I started to smell real bad after the fart stuff because I started sweating. And obviously, I have a lot of toxins in my body because I smell real bad now.
Didn't you say that you are also cramming for your next health exam?
Yeah. Less and less, the closer it comes, I'm feeling optimistic about getting things under control.
Is that like flossing your teeth the day you go to see the dentist?
Yes, kind of thing? Yes, it totally is.
Okay.
But wouldn't you want to know the truth instead of like getting a false read?
Well, the truth is the truth. I mean, the truth is, one time I went and they said that you have high cholesterol, so give me 2 months. And I got it down, but I have a feeling things have gotten a little out of control.
Why not just take the pills, man? Just take the pills.
You screw with your liver, and I've done enough of that.
All right, well.
I take triglyceride pills. But I'll tell you, you get that Paxil, you fattens you up, slows your metabolism down. You got to make the choice.
Yeah.
You got to make the choice with that Paxil.
Hello.
Hey, there he is.
Hey.
Hi. Hello, gang.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
Scott swore twice.
And, well, I didn't know we were up.
Yeah, well, it's not your fault. I didn't say that.
Excusable, right. We got a...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
where are you sitting? Like, what is that room you're in?
This is the one...
Can you see us?
Yep, we can see you.
This is the room Paul Perillo does his little hit from during the broadcast.
Oh, when they're in the super comfy chairs? They're in the comfy chairs?
Not really. It's their radio studio.
This is the Patriots.com studio.
Yeah.
That's
where Curse sits.
It's where Hardy does his program.
Pre and post
game. Game days. It's free time.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.